The majority of the $10 billion disaster assistance would extend the WIP Plus program to cover losses from the drought, wildfires, floods, and hurricanes from 2020 and 2021. That's something the National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould is glad to see.
Not only does it reduce the threshold, so the old threshold for disaster qualification used to be 8 weeks in a D3 or D4 drought, has now reduced that threshold to 8 weeks in a D2, because we had a lot of the country that was in that kind of mid-level drought but would still get just enough rain to keep it from getting into that D3 area. So that's going to be significant. This is a very good thing for wheat growers across the country who either had too much rain or not enough.
There's also $750 million included in disaster aid for livestock producers who experienced losses in 2021 due to droughts or wildfires. Once President Biden signs the stopgap funding bill, this effort will move on to USDA for implementation.
And I feel very certain that Secretary Vilsack will put this on an expedited route in order to get this program implemented and out to our growers through FSA. The legislation doesn't direct the USDA to change anything, so my guess is yes, they will use a very similar, if not the same, format as delivering the WIP Plus program over the past couple of years, and that'll also speed up implementation.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.